Jake Spaulding with you. It's time for another week of the Cobra Locker Room Chats right here on 103.9 KNZA as we visit every single week with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jacksonites Cobras. Cobras coming into their matchup this week after a big win last at Pleasant Ridge, 70-6. Cobras improved to 5-0 on the season, including a perfect mark in district play as well. Coach, thanks for taking time, as always, to talk with us again this week. Big-time win last week, 70-6 against a Pleasant Ridge team that, you know, had some potential challenges for your squad, but that's the sixth straight win now against Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah, you know, going into that game, we knew Pleasant Ridge was coming in with a lot of young kids. We knew it was going to be a struggle for them offensively and defensively, just from a physicality standpoint, being so young. But credit to them, you know, they played hard-fought battle throughout the entire game. And offensively, I thought we were the most explosive we've been during the course of the year. We ran a total of 19 offensive plays on Friday and had 483 yards of offense. So whenever you can do that, and we had two pick sixes as well on defense. So whenever you can score on defense and have that kind of explosiveness on offense, we really like where we're at right now. And that's really why our offense, especially our starters, are playing into that second half. I mean, when you only have 19 offensive plays, and I mean, in a course of a game, sometimes you have 35, 40, 50 offensive plays, so we're not even getting half of the regular reps that our offense should regularly be getting in a game. And we have to get these guys ready for the playoffs. We really do, and that's nothing bad that we're trying to do to other teams. We just really have to get our team prepared for, you know, the October, late October, November. So here in the future, we plan on playing our varsity a lot more in the second halves, especially in the third quarter, just to get them those game time reps, because we have to get those reps in the second half and have to get acclimated to playing a full game.
You're talking about 19 plays, over 480 yards of total offense. That's 25 yards a play. And so the explosiveness has really taken off for your team. That was not only a concern, but after week one against Riverside, you know, you talked about here on your show about how our offense has got to get moving. What have you seen these last 4 weeks from your offense with that explosivity?
It's just the gelling of the offensive line. You know, whenever we can get 5 or 6 weeks of practice, and, you know our personnel groupings, we know what we want to do that certain week. It's something that the kids are just becoming more fluid with. And, you know, I will say this too, Riverside, you know, credit to them. Like, they held us to 21 points. Yes, it's up with the first game of the year, but look what they've done so far. That defense is great. Like they said, they brought 11 starters back, and, you know, I think they're going to be there in late November as well. So that was a great win for us week one going into it. And like you said, the explosiveness, we just try to get our players the ball in space. You know, whenever you can get Drake in space, Austin in space, Ian, Cooper, Tatum Eisenbarth, you know, we're pretty lucky right now that we have a bevy of athletic talent that if we get the ball, they can take it the distance. But we still have to work on executing. There's still some mishaps that we had on Friday night, so that's something we definitely have to clean up.
You reference Riverside, just for the listeners to know, since that opening week game against Jackson Heights, Riverside, 15 total points allowed since then, as you just were complimenting the defense of Coach Payton's team. All right, for your guys' squad, again, it was a big-time win for you to get that 70-6 victory, but opportunities knocking, still the number one team in the state in Class 1A, big target on your back. You know you're going to get everybody's best shot. What are you guys doing in practice to make sure the kids are prepared?
You know, we have to make practice as hard as we can. We go out there, we stretch and everything, and then it's just what we do here at Jackson Heights. They get on the sled, and they have to push the sled 300 to 500 yards every single day. That's something that we do. That's something that we, you know, work on mental toughness, and if they can get 100 yards in less than a minute, we take one off. If they don't, we got to keep doing it. That's our pregame, pretty much, and then by that, I know our mental toughness is high because we get right in individual work. We go right into our scouting report. We go right into our plan. So the kids have to be mentally focused, because by that time, they're tired. They're tired. They're sore. But we found that in practice, if we make practice extremely hard for them, where they have to work not only mentally but physically, that makes Friday nights a lot easier for them, where they can just go out and play free and play focused and play fast. And that's what we're seeing right now. And that's what we're going to continue on doing. And I think it's really helping our conditioning out, and that will be big time there in the latter parts of the season.
All right, Jackson Heights 5-0. We'll talk about their matchup tomorrow night against Onega after this brief timeout. You're listening to the Cobra Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA. Jake Spaulding back with you as we're talking with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Cobra Locker Room Chat every single week presented by the Farmers State Bank, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Ware, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, as well as Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Health Center. Jackson Heights a perfect 5-0. They're taking on a 2-3 team from the Onega Buffaloes this week, coach, and it's a home game for your squad. Just tell me a little bit about this matchup as you're preparing for it. Onega, a similar team from the standpoint of when they like to run the ball. They do like to bring in that wishbone look.
Yeah, Onega, you know, you look at them on film, they're not the biggest. I think their tackles are like 135, 140, but my gosh, they get off the ball and they hit you in the mouth and they run their stuff. They have a true identity. You know, they're a ground and pound, but they also can go spread. Their fullback is probably the biggest back we've faced this year, outside of Elijah Moore from Riverside, and their quarterback is really, really fast, probably the fastest quarterback we've seen up to this point. And when he gets to the outside, I don't think we have anybody on our team that can catch him. And when they get their fullback rolling, their offense seems to just grind out the clock and grind out time like they did that first drive of the second half against JCN. So you look at that JCN game, and it's 20-8 going into halftime, and or 20-0 going into halftime, and then Onega gets the ball and goes like on a 8-minute drive and scores and gets a 2-point conversion, and then they get the ball at midfield on a 4th-and-1 and don't get it, which if they score on that possession, it's, you know, 2014-2016. And then you're talking about, you know, in a game in the fourth quarter, who knows what happens. So we all know how good JCN is. We all know they're undefeated and they haven't given up a lot of points this year at all. So I think Onega might be our toughest test, up to this point of the season, other than Riverside right now. You know, they played Centralia tough. They played Valley Heights tough. They have a coach in Coach Baxter that is going out there and he's making all the kids play hard. I mean, they are playing hard. I've seen on multiple films that they are never giving up. They're playing to the echo of the whistle and they're playing physical football. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us.
You referenced the couple teams, Valley Heights, Centralia, a couple powerhouses in 1A historically and this year as well, and the JCN as well for Onega. So Onega definitely been battle tested this season. You guys, arguably their toughest task this year to this point. Again, you're hosting Onega tomorrow night. It'll be on the Cobra channel. You can take it on by going to mscsports.net. But what do you guys have to do to be successful tomorrow night?
You know, it's just take another step. Offensively, defensively, special teams, we need to learn what we learned during the course of the week in practice. We need to, you know, I think our routes need to be a little bit sharper off our breaks. I think we're rounding our routes a little bit too much. I think our angles with our running backs need to be a little bit sharper because we tend to, you know, fade away from our hole instead of running right at the hole. I think our tight ends can get open a little bit better down the seam. I think they need to find that gap a little bit better. And I think Drake can be a lot more consistent with his feet, footwork, and ball placement for sure. But those are just little things. Those are the nitpicky things that we're really working on to try to hit that next level.
All right, head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Appreciate you as always joining in with us.
Yeah, and I just want to say one other thing. We're having a special presentation this Friday for Coach Henry.
Nice.
Everybody that was part of his football teams or he coached, you guys are all invited to the game. They're having a little celebration before the game in the Commons area with refreshments and cookies for everybody. And if there's any Dave Henry players that feel like they want to come and talk to the Cobra team before the start of the game, just please reach out to the school or reach out to me, and I'll be more than happy to accommodate, and you guys can come in and say a few words to us. But I know Coach Henry did a ton here at Jackson Heights, and his memory will be never forgotten here, and he'll always be remembered, and we're just trying to emulate what he started here at Jackson Heights.
All right, so that's a mid to late 70s to the early 90s. If you played at Jackson Heights, come down, I believe 5:30 is when they're starting that, so come to the Commons at Jackson Heights, and then take in the football game at Dave Henry Field tomorrow night as well. All right, Coach Caleb Wick, again, appreciate your time, and we'll do do it again next week.
Thank you guys very much.
All right, head coach Caleb Wick of the Cobras again. The Cobra Locker Room Chats every single week presented by the Farmers State Bank in Houlton, Community Healthcare System, Houlton Family Health Center, as well as Ron Kirk's Body Shop and Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson. Cobra Channel goes live tomorrow at 6:40 on MSCSports.net. Just click Listen Live and select the Cobra Channel.